In part two of KHNS's interview with Democrat Representative Sam Keto III, he talks about specific issues facing Haines and Skagway. These are ongoing concerns that he's hopeful will get some traction in the upcoming legislative session. Representative Keto says he's looking forward to the challenge of finding a resolution to Alaska's budget woes, but he's also ready to broach some issues and projects specific to Haines and Skagway. When Keto visited Skagway in July, he heard concerns from members of the Skagway Traditional Council about Taya River erosion and the need to protect some early Native graves in Dyea as a result. Keto says discussions with the National Park Service about what to do are continuing.
We don't have any resolution to that issue yet, but they are looking into it and they are trying to come up with some suggestions for alternatives.
In Haines, Keto says he's worked with state parks and the Department of Transportation about how to manage the Chilkoot River corridor more effectively. A bear viewing platform and other infrastructure have been in the works for several years, and while the design is done and the money from the state is there, the project has stalled.
That project needs some coordination between DOT and parks in order to have the right-of-way be usable. So what we're trying to facilitate is a transfer of the right-of-way from the Department of Transportation to the Parks Division so that they can manage that right-of-way as a park access and still provide for DOT to do necessary maintenance to the road as needed.
He says he's also striving to restore the Haines State Forester position to a year-round job. Budget cuts forced one forester out of work in 2015, with the second position cut significantly.
At this point, we're just trying to stabilize funding for that one forester, because there's still operations taking place that definitely need at least to have an individual in-person presence in Haines.
Community revenue sharing is safe for now, Keto says, with Walker allocating $50 million in his proposed budget for the 200 or so communities that rely on it. This year, the Haynesboro received just over $600,000, while Skagway got $430,000 from revenue sharing. The program was anticipated to get cut significantly, but this year the program paid out $57 million. Keto says he's hoping the total will get bumped up.
Governor Walker has made a commitment to stabilizing revenue sharing and has a goal of stabilizing revenue sharing at about the $60 million appropriation mark. I support that.
But so far, Keto says there's no appropriation to boost it from the currently proposed $50 million.
But I'm hopeful that the governor will live up to his commitment to make sure that revenue sharing is stable and stable at $60 million.
He says revenue sharing supports small communities and can mean the difference between towns having municipal government or not.
And I think it's very important to have revenue sharing so that we can support our municipal governments throughout Alaska.
The 29th Alaska State Legislature convenes on January 19th. In Haines, I'm Jillian Rogers.